Life Action Ministries presents Base Camp Adventures.
My Lord Emperor Ulk, I give you the intruders. They thought they could rescue the mountain man.
Apparently.
My lord, one of these is Claire Callahan.
Really? How fortuitous.
Mr. Ulk, I'm gonna ask you to let these others go.
Why should I listen to anything you have to say when you haven't told me anything I've wanted to hear?
You know I can't.
I'm not interested in what you can't do, Mountain Man. If you can't give me what I want, perhaps Miss Callahan will oblige.
What exactly are you two talking about?
He's got a map of the United States, Claire. He wants to know how to use them portals to invade.
What?
Don't tell him anything.
Silence!
Enough of all of you! The Mountain Man speaks the truth, Claire Callahan. Tell me the secret of how you traverse between worlds, or you and your friends will never leave this tower.
I think he means business, Claire. You wouldn't let them put me behind bars, right? Right?
Keep your lips buttoned, lassie. We can take whatever they got in store.
I really hate when you speak for the collective.
Guys, I can't let them imprison the kids.
Let them go, Mr. Ulk.
Again with your demands. Perhaps I'll start with this one. Maybe then you'll talk.
Hey!
Terrence!
Unhand him, you felonious fiend.
Don't do it, Ulk. You don't want to go down this road.
You know nothing about me.
I know a guilty conscience when I see one. Listen to me. You don't gotta keep being shackled by sin. You can be free. Let go of that anger and fear in your heart. And give it to Jesus. Let him wash you whiter than snow.
Lord Ulk?
No, it's too late for me. The things I've done...
Listen to me, Ulk. The Bible says Jesus' sacrifice covers all sins. It don't matter what you've done. Jesus' blood can wash it away and make you new. But you gotta forsake your sinful ways. Let the boy go, Ulk.
I...
Sir?
Let him go.
You're right!
Terrence... Are you okay?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I never meant for it to get this far. Forgive me, Maker King.
Lord Ulk, what are you doing?
None of this was my idea originally. You have to believe me. He tricked me into letting him in. And I had to keep doing what he said. Or else he'd stop giving me the candy and expose my shameful secrets.
Wait. What are you saying?
Who tricked you?
Oh, another disappointment.
Who said that?
I did.
Whoa!
It's a man-sized chameleon hybrid of some kind. I've never seen anything like it.
Was that behind the throne this whole time?
Yes, he was.
That's a Bunglong. I thought they were all but extinct.
Not all of us, as you can plainly see.
I've never seen this thing before, but he sounds just like Sin.
The camel?
The toucan?
The Bunglong.
That's me!
It all started so simply, years ago. Welcome to Ulk's Trappings, the finest tailor in all of Joda. How can I help you? Oh my, it's a penguin. Hello there, little fellow. How in the world did you end up here? Are you lost?
Oh no, I'm right where I want to be.
Yeah! You can talk? A talking penguin?
Mm-hmm.
It's finally happened. I've snapped. All those years of holding my breath while trying to thread a needle have taken their toll. I knew I was killing brain cells, but I did it anyway.
Sir?
Ah! Oh, it's still here. Listen, you little mirage or hallucination. I'm just gonna go about my work and... You just, go away.
Sir, I'm real.
I'm not listening. La 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 la.
Sir!
Ow! You slapped me with your little penguin flipper.
And did you feel it?
Yes.
Then I'm real, not imaginary.
I guess you're right.
I am.
Okay. How can I help you? You do know this is a tailor shop, right? Do penguins wear clothes?
Tuxedos on occasion. But I'm not here for clothes, good sir. I'm here for you.
Me? If not for clothes, then for what?
I've been watching you, Ulk.
You have?
Yes, I have. You're a very clever man.
I am?
Oh, yes. I've seen the way you work. The back alley meetings.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Oh, don't be so modest, Mr. Oak. I know how you blackmailed the textile factory owner. His daughter is a dirty cheat, isn't she? Her grades wouldn't be nearly good enough to get her into the finest school on the island otherwise, would they? You threatened to get her thrown out of the academy by exposing her cheating ways. That is, unless the textile owner cut his supply prices, greatly increasing your profit margins. Oh, don't look at me like that. I'm a fan, really I am. So devious, so ruthless. All just to make more money. It'd be a shame if other, less open-minded people learned of your secret. You might go out of business.
What do you want?
See, you get it. Right to the point. I want you to do exactly what I say.
You want me to speak publicly? But I've never done that before. Who would listen to me?
Oh, don't worry about that. Say the right things and people will listen. Besides, you can have this.
What's this?
Oh, just a special candy of my own invention. It'll give you the courage you need to speak.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, hear my words. The monarchy has failed us. Their laws are corrupt. They restrict the true liberty of the human spirit to do what we want, when we want. We must rise up. We must take our rightful place as rulers of our own destiny.
Excellent work, Oak. We're getting more followers every day.
But to what end? I don't want to keep doing this. You've taken me far from home to travel and to speak to crowds. The whole reason I was doing this was to keep my shop, and now I've left my shop. I might as well let you just reveal my secret.
Ah, but if you go back to your shop now, there'll be no more candy.
What does that matter? I don't need your candy. I'm leaving. Now.
Suit yourself. See you in a few hours.
Sin?
Oak, but I thought you were going home.
I was, but I need more of your candy. I need more.
I thought you might. Now, about your speech in the next town.
You've heard our message. We are called the Shining Dark. And now it is time for action. We will overthrow our oppressors in Tomcote, in Jota, and across the world. Who will join our army? What is this?
A map.
Where did you find such a map?
I took it from a careless girl who fancies herself a scribe for the Pines.
But it isn't any part of Idhara I've ever seen.
That's because it's not part of Idhara. It's a whole new world. And after we conquer Idhara, this place will be next. We just need to find a way to get there.
Where have you taken me? This is the middle of nowhere.
I thought since our army's numbered in the thousands now and our recruits have begun calling you their king, a king should have a castle.
Oh? And how can a penguin provide me something like that?
Penguin? Oh! I forgot I'm still in this form. No, my good man. I'm not really a penguin.
What are you?
Your people call me a bunglong. I can take many forms.
Sir, villagers in the Sugino towns to the west are resisting liberation.
Teach them a lesson. Enslave those fools. Have them build your castle. If they refuse, then burn their village to the ground.
What? I won't order that. Those people will lose their homes. Lose everything.
Sir, are you talking to someone?
Do you think anyone would forgive you for your crimes if you turned back now? Besides, you're taking candy by the hour now, Oak. Do you think you'd last a whole day without them? Give the order, or your candy goes bye-bye, and your secrets are spilled.
No, Commander. I was just thinking to myself, that's all.
Your orders?
Round up the villagers. Make them build me a castle.
No, on second thought, a huge tower.
Tower. And if they refuse, burn the village to the ground.
Yes, sir.
tower is completed, Ulk. I think we'll call it the Ebon Spire. Has a dark-sounding edge to it, don't you think?
I never wanted any of this. Why won't you just leave me alone?
Don't you see, Ulk? You'll never be rid of me. As long as you want to keep your candy and your secrets, you'll do what I say. Now, tell your commander to burn down the village anyway.
What? No!
What did we just talk about?
Very well. I couldn't turn back after that. I knew there'd be no forgiveness. And so, here I am.
Oh, Ulk, another failure of a puppet. Too weak to carry on.
I was right. Sin is a shapeshifter. Bunglong.
That's how he appeared as a camel and a toucan.
So clever. Hello, Titan. I still owe you for what you did to me.
Hide me.
Normally, I don't like to get my hands dirty directly. But since I seem to no longer have sway over this one, it looks like I'll have to do this myself. Tell me where the portal is.
Never.
So brave. But in this form, I can smash you to pieces with one swing of my tail. As fun as my little games are, I'm not playing anymore. I won't ask again. Do you know who I am? There's no need for me to hide behind a disguise now. I am Sin. The bringer of death.
I know who you are.
Ah, the mountain man. Defiant to the end, I see.
I don't know if this is a dream or some kind of crazy spiritual warfare right now. But one thing I do know is that you ain't got no power over me, Sin.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. Because I've been redeemed by Jesus Christ.
Don't say that name!
If you really are Sin incarnate, then you know your death grip on my soul has long since been removed.
You don't know what you're talking about!
Sure, I may stumble into sinful actions because of this world, the flesh, or the devil, but all my sins, past, present, and future, have been washed away by the blood of the Lamb.
Don't say any of his names!
I'm a new creation. A transformation. I'm now an adopted son of the King of Kings.
Stop!
The Bible says because of my faith in Jesus, you're already nailed to the cross. And unlike Jesus, after you die on the cross, you ain't getting back up again. Time's coming soon when you'll be obliterated from existence for good.
Enough! Enough!
Nah, it ain't enough. Not yet. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, and King of the universe, you are defeated! Now, get out of here!
Mountain Man Jack. That was epic.
Well, God's epic. So I can't take no credit.
So Sin the Camel, or Sin the whatever, he was the one pulling the strings the whole time.
Yes. I'm so sorry I let it get this far.
And I'm the one who gave him that map of the U.S.
He stole it from you. It wasn't your fault.
Does this mean the war is over?
It is if I have anything to say about it. General, spread the word.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Lord Ulk.
What?
You may have given up on the goals of the Shining Dark, but I haven't. It saddens me to have to brand you as a traitor. And as your second, it falls to me to dispatch you and assume the throne.
Lan, don't do this. I was wrong. We were wrong.
No. You promised us freedom from the oppression of objectivism. The oppression of those who think they're better than us and impose rules to control us. Well, I'm still going to free all of Adhara, and then I'll move on to that new world with or without you. So get out of my way.
We gotta help him. Ulk's no match for a seasoned soldier like that.
On it.
Hey, buddy, got a monkey on your back?
Get off of me, you abominable ape!
Incoming!
It's a forest hopper!
A what?
Gilbert, remember what those did to the jail cell?
Yes, but after the jail cell, I lowered the dosage of explosive powder.
Well, he didn't end up like the jail, but his clothes are on fire.
Here, bud, let me show you the proper way to put out a fire. First you stop, then you drop. Now you're supposed to roll.
No need. I think the force of the impact put out the fire.
Huh. Well, what do you know about that?
The enemy is no longer conscious, Mountain Man Jack.
Crazy guy, go night-night.
Thank you. Thank you all.
You can thank us by officially ending this war yourself.
Yes. Yes, I'll make that announcement at once.
You have done well, Claire Callahan. Who could have predicted that one rescue mission could have ended the entire war?
Not to mention exposing the true menace behind it all.
Yes, very disturbing. We can only hope we've seen the last of the Bunglong.
We're so sorry for not giving you more support, Lady Claire. You've proved yourself time and time again to be a valued member of the Order. We should have trusted your instincts.
Hear, hear.
Well, thank you for your kind words. I'm just glad it all worked out.
News of the victory is spreading quickly. What will you and your band of travelers do now?
Well, as you know, the former Emperor Olk gave himself over to us to stand trial here at the Pines, and then again at Tomcoat. We'll stay here for the trial and then go with the prison escort to the capital. The portal to our home is there.
Very good, Lady Claire. May the Maker King speed you on your way.
That's a mighty fine-looking city.
Indeed. Looks like something out of a fairy tale. Grand medieval buildings mixed with more Victorian architecture.
Look at all those beautiful towers!
Base campers, welcome to the capital city of Tomcoat.
May I present great-granddaughter of the hero, Kitling the Wise, Prime Minister Ella Longstroke,
Lady Claire, so good to see you again.
You too, Your Majesty.
Congratulations on your victory.
Well, I can't really take credit. It was a group effort.
So I've heard. Are these your comrades in arms?
Yes. May I introduce Ronan of the Shona Forest?
Your Majesty.
Titan of Truncatus, representative to the Pines Council.
Hiya.
The innkeeper of Mossis.
Charmed, Your Majesty.
Have you no name, innkeep?
Randacilie Copstonopolis, Your Majesty.
That's why we just call him Innkeep.
Ah.
And the base campers. More travelers from my world. Albert, Terrence, Piper, and Mountain Man Jack.
Hi.
Hello.
I never met a queen before.
Well, I'm a prime minister.
Oh, right. Must be the crown. That confused me.
Anyway, thanks for the royal welcome, Ella. But we need to get these guys home.
Yes, of course. We thank you for your service to our kingdom and our world. All of you.
Jack? Jack!
I think they're gone, mate.
How? To where?
It looks like that Claire woman was telling the truth. The door to Adhara was real.
Well, we gotta do something. Call someone!
And who exactly are we going to call? The police? What would we tell them? Our friends were swept into an interdimensional maelstrom?
I don't know. We gotta do something. You're the secret agent, fella. Don't you got people back at headquarters who'd know something about this?
I don't think so, but we can try.
Good. First things first, let's get out of this cave so we can get some cell reception.
Making the call already?
No, someone's calling me. Midwest area code. Not sure I know anyone out that way. Probably a sales call.
Wait, didn't Claire say she was from the Midwest?
Huh? Hello?
Howdy there, little brother.
Jack!
What?
Yep, it's me.
What? How? Oh, we were so worried about you. Where are you?
We're in Claire's hometown.
How did you get out there?
It's a long story. Sorry for worrying y'all by being way so long.
Well, you only been gone about 5 minutes. It was the laser light show that scared the dickens out of me.
Did you say we've been gone for only 5 minutes? It's been at least a week.
What?
And then Claire took us to the portal, and we ended up in her hometown.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. and it was only 5 minutes our time.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that happens sometimes.
That is one crazy story, Jack.
Sure is. Still not convinced the whole thing was real.
How can you say that? We saw you get sucked into a wormhole thing.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Still, standing up to sin like that, meeting a queen, it all felt so surreal.
You get used to it.
Don't think I want to get used to that.
I don't know, Jack. The way you handled yourself out there, I could see you doing very well in the Pines. I could even see you leading them.
If you say so. For now, I'm pretty content where I'm at. Besides, I'm more country bumpkin than knight in shining armor.
Suit yourself.
So, what's next for you, Claire?
Just more of the same. Chronicling the histories of Vadhara. Oh, so the reason I came here in the first place was to share these journals with you.
More journals?
These are copies of the originals I found around my hometown. It's the life story of a boy named Caden Longstroke. In his stories, he learns lots of biblical life lessons. After learning about your campfire stories, I thought your base campers would be just the audience to appreciate and learn from these.
Thank you kindly, ma'am. I think they will.
Hey, Albert.
Hi, Terrence. Hi, Piper. It's nice to see you two are getting along so well lately.
Yeah, thanks. So what you doing?
Just thinking.
Coming up with a new invention?
Nope.
About what, then?
Just how Mountain Man Jack defeated Sin the Bunglon.
Yeah, that was so cool.
He didn't even lay a finger on him.
Well, I think that's because Mountain Man Jack wasn't really the one doing the fighting. It was Jesus.
Right. I guess I just never realized how truly powerful the name of Jesus is.
Well, that's because of who it's attached to. Jesus is the Savior, the King of Kings. God lifted him up higher than everyone and everything.
And like Mountain Man Jack said, Jesus already won the war against sin on the cross. So sin really didn't even stand a chance.
It's just nice to know that good wins.
Yep.
Like the Bible says, weeping may last through the night, but joy comes with the morning.
Such an amazing adventure. Albert was right. It's good to remember that the happy endings we read in books or watch in movies aren't just for fairy tales. For those who put their faith in Jesus Christ, the story of the world has a happy ending. In Revelation 21, 3 and 4, it talks about the end of time and says, God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All of these things are gone forever. No matter what we face in life, we know that in the end, good wins. Because God wins. And God is good. Well, that's all for now. We hope you enjoyed the show. To experience more fun from the world of Base Camp, grab a parent and visit us on the web at lifeaction.org/basecamp, where you'll find books, comics, coloring sheets, and more. To hear more episodes of Base Camp for free, download the Life Action app and select the Kids tab, where you'll find all our audio albums. Base Camp Adventures is a presentation of Life Action. Tales from Edhara, The Quest, was written and directed by Evan David, with sound design by Trevor Jones and Carter Warren. Our vocal talent included Abe Kraus, Allie Richcreek, Anna Nelson, Brent Paulus, Byron Paulus, Darcy Martin, Donnie Vanker, Evan David, Gabe Morse, Garrett Lee, Hannah Bouchai, Ken Richcreek, Matt Fredericks, Matthew Cowles, Melissa Hankins, Nathan Bollinger, Nathan Cowles, Phil Kraus, Ryan Loving, Samuel Loving, Shane Black, and Skylar Vanderweer. Our producer was Matt Fredericks, our creative director was Evan David, and our executive producer was Aaron Paulus. And I'm Megan, hoping you'll join us next time for Base Camp Adventures.